Jay Wright with Frustrated Black Christian Podcast, Season 2, Episode 6. We got a good one for you today. Today I have a very, very special guest, probably the most special guest I will ever have on this podcast, regardless of what name, what celebrity, what figure I am blessed to have a conversation with. I don't think no one would get more important than my guest that I have today. I am talking about no one other than my beautiful wife for in April will be 12 years. Can't believe it's been 12 years. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Right.
But I'm talking about my guest today, no one other than my beautiful wife, Akeisha. Thank you for joining me today, Akeisha.
Thank you for having me, as always.
I'm so glad to have you be a part of the podcast on today. Today is, let's do this. Before we jump in, I just kind of said it. We've been in April, we will be married for 12 years. But I sometimes forget how long we've been together. We've been together since 2007. November of 2007. Yeah, we were friends a little bit before then, but we made it official November 2007. And I didn't realize how long it is. It hasn't really connected, if that sounds right. That is like 2022, and we've been together since 2007. And it's pretty crazy that, you know, we have been together for that long. So, you know, 15 years, Jesus Christ.
Goodness.
And I was looking at you know, you have those little reels on Instagram, and it was a lady on there talking, and she was talking, telling a story, and she was like, you know, back in 2000, and she said 2007, I was 13 years old. And I was like, God, no, she said 2010. She said 2010, I was 13 years old. And I was like, I've been with this lady for this long, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
It is.
But time goes by so fast that you don't really realize how much time we have covered. So, you know, I know y'all don't really care that's listening, but I gotta kiss up a little bit for for her being on here with me. So I just really appreciate my wife for doing this with me, for this episode. But today's episode is entitled Tambourine, and I'm going to explain a little bit more. Two things come to mind when I hear the word tambourine. Of course, we know tambourine is an instrument, and, you know, it's really famous in the church. But for me, the goofy part of me is two things that come to mind when I hear the word tambourine. And it's funny that we was watching that play yesterday. That Tyler Perry play, I Can Do Bad by Myself, or What All by Myself, or something like that. And, you know, they have that joke in it when Medea is talking about tambourine players, and she asks Brown, you play a tambourine? He's like, Mabel? Now, you know, I play that tambourine. He's like, let me see you play it. And he tear that tambourine up. It's an inside joke. If you've seen the play, you know what I'm talking about. It's pretty funny. Can't really joke like that no more, but, you know, it was pretty funny in this time. The second thing that came to my mind was Chris Rock. He has a special entitled Tambourine. And I watched it when it first came out. It's pretty good. But the reason why this episode thought came to mind was I saw a clip again on YouTube. You know, YouTube got those shorts too now. Like Instagram got those reels, and, you know, everybody doing those little 60-second spots or whatever. So YouTube has it too. And they played that part where he was talking about, you know, the importance of relationships and the importance of marriage. And that when you are in a marriage, you have to understand the importance of you being able to serve each other. You don't, one doesn't serve one more than the other. You have to be able to serve each other. And you have to be able to learn and be mature enough to be the lead singer. And then you got to learn to be the tambourine player when you got to be the tambourine player. And I just thought about you. And I thought about how, you know, and we've covered this over this time with Frustrated Black Christian, how big of a support you have been to me and to what we have been trying to do here at the podcast with this podcast. And you are a main inspiration for me. And I really appreciate you. And I talk about you all the time. Everybody know I talk about you all the time. But you have been that big support system and you have been my tambourine player. And you know, I wouldn't have started this podcast if you didn't push me to. You know, Shonda gave me the idea. Taylor gave me the information. But you were the catalyst, the launching pad, that pushed me out there to say, I think you should go ahead and do this podcast, babe. And I'm forever grateful for you for this. And God forbid if something happens to our marriage, she can use this as when she try to get alimony from me. She can get alimony, but I'm probably gonna be the one getting alimony, spousal support. I'm gonna fight for that, and I'm gonna fight for child support, even though I'm not gonna keep the girls.
God.
No, just playing. But you have always been my tambourine player. And I'm saying all of this, and I'm going to let you speak. But in that, when I heard Chris Rock say that, it challenged me to say, you know, maybe I need to expand. Because I feel like I support, but I don't feel like I'm pushing you the way that you can be pushed into your greatness. I think there's a greater demand for me to push you, to help you get to that place. So you've always been that support system for other people. You've sung background for a lot of people. So kind of like give me that mindset that you have, or how you have learned to adapt to that background mindset, and how, you know, how you think when it comes to playing in the background or playing the tambourine.
That's a really good question. And to be honest, I never thought of it that way. I've always been the person, and I've honestly been like this since I was younger, when I was in high school. I've always been taught to put your best foot forward, to give 100% effort in everything that you do. And when it came to me singing background, I think I had started singing background for local artists when I was about 20. Yeah, I was about 20. And I was always pushed in the front when it came to background because, you know, I have a big mouth. So with that, I was always really just pushed to give my best foot because I always wanted to produce the best product. So I never thought about being in the background or tambourine all at that time. I just thought about just wanting to make sure that I was just doing my best.
So when you are supporting others and you are playing the background, has there ever been a time to where you felt like it was time for you to step to the front or to, you know, to take that step forward, but you were afraid to that you would not get the support from others, even including myself? Because a lot of times we can have good intentions to support, but we're just not. That person isn't have the maturity or the ability or the strength to support somebody like that. So has there ever been a time where you felt like let down when it was like, okay, I feel like it's my time to quote unquote shine somewhat. It's my time to shine, but I'm afraid to step out because I don't know if I will have that same support that I have given out.
Yes, at times I have felt that way. I felt that I wasn't ready, or I felt like you said, I wouldn't get the support that I've given out. There were other issues that were included in that as well, but other than support, I didn't feel that from you. It wasn't that I didn't think that I would get the support from you, but it was more from other people or other circumstances at that time. But yes, I have felt that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you've never given me that feel as far as like, you know, I need you to support. Well, of course, we all support each other in marriage, but this was more so a revelation for me, more so than one. I came to you more so than you coming to me, because, you know, I feel like I feel like you're a star. I'm not going to apologize anymore. And I told you this the other day, that we're no longer apologizing for the grace that God has placed on our life. We're not, you know, going to dumb ourselves down, because that's one thing we do, even when you are supportive. And, you know, even when, you know, you want to be connected with different people, what you will do is you will, you know, dumb down yourself or make yourself like, oh, I'm not this, but you so great, and I just want to be connected with you or whatever like that. But you should have friends in your life and people in your life to where, you know, it doesn't matter. They won't allow you to degrade yourself just to be connected with them if they're genuine. So like I made up in my mind, and I came and I told you that we're no longer, you know, going to say or deny or downgrade who we are for the benefits of others, to make others feel good. I don't have to be a stepping stool. I don't have to be a step or a ladder for you to step on, for you to feel good about yourself. You should feel good about yourself. I should feel good about myself. And together, you know, we can create something special. So I have to believe in you just like you have to believe in me. But a lot of times we don't see that. A lot of times we make it about me, me, me. And, you know, we've always taken that humble approach. And that's just, I wouldn't even say church mentality. I would say that slave mentality. Because, you know, God, I believe God wants us to be confident in who he made us to be. God wants us to be confident in what he's destined for our lives and created, what he's created us for. So I believe God wants us to have, you know, be proud of who he made us to be. The Bible tells us that we were wonderfully and beautifully and wonderfully made. And, you know, and we was made in his image. So I think God wants us to, but it's that slave mentality that we carry, that we got to be the no sir, no ma'am. And I'm not talking about treating people we're not treating them with respect. But what I'm saying is I don't have to be portray to be lower than you for me to want to connect with you. You should want to connect with me just because of who I am.
Right. It should be a genuine thing.
I thought you were gonna say something just then. See, she playing in the background even more now. But nah, I just feel like it's important for us to be able to play both roles. And, you know, like I said, it was a revelation that came to me. And I began to question myself, even as a husband, like, have I really supported Keisha the way that she deserves to be supported? I know Keisha has the it factor. If you have ever watched Keisha sing, and it's more than just in the praise and worship arena, because she's an awesome praise and worship leader. But I was watching a video, I think it was yesterday, I told you about, it was a reminder on Facebook, where you sung at Mayor Godbold's funeral. The citywide funeral, and Keisha was asked to sing at the funeral, and she sung at the funeral, and it just reminded me of her potential and how far she can go in her reach if she is pushed the right way. And that's what made me really start thinking and connected what I saw with the Chris Rock special about playing the tambourine. I was like, you know, when you see somebody, or when you see that your spouse or someone you love has that it factor, can you be humble enough to say, you know, I got this going on, but I can fall back and let them take the spotlight and push them and play the background so that they can be who they're destined to be. And I believe in your gift. I believe in what God has gifted you to do, and that your voice and you know, more than just your voice, but that's been your gift since you were a little girl. And it will make room for everything else that you want to do. So if we invest in who you are as a singer, who what God has created you to do, those other opportunities will come, but we got to start putting some equity and some time and effort into the gift that you have now.
Right.
So here's the question. Do you see the gift in your spouse? Do you see the purpose in your spouse? Do you see what they are gifted to do? And have you done enough to put them in that spotlight and you be humble enough to take their back seat and say, it's your time to shine. It's your time to go get it. It's your time to be special. It's your time to go forth in life. You know, as a spouse, are you doing that? Are you humble enough? Are you mature enough to make that effort? Because like I said, Keisha has been holding me down for years on top of years on top of years, even when people did not think that she should hold me down. This girl held me down. Even when family and friends and churches and all this kind of stuff like that were against us, you know, one thing about it, you know, out of the good and the bad that we've had in our relationship, one thing I can never say is that Akeisha has never wavered in her belief and her love for me. So, you know, I don't want this to be a podcast of me talking and then you coming in and you saying two words and then I'm stepping back or whatever like that. I mean, give me some thoughts. What are you thinking in your head?
No, I mean, what you're saying is good. And it really has me thinking, because throughout all these years, I never really looked at it as if it was just me falling back as far as being in the background. It was just, at the time, I think I was holding myself back because it was a confidence issue on my end. It was a fear on my end. I always questioned for years when it came to me coming out on my own. You know, was this something that I was good enough to do, that I was qualified to do? If you are in Jacksonville, Florida, the talent in Jacksonville, in my opinion, when it comes to certain locals in Jacksonville, are insane, in my opinion. And for I have a real bad issue with comparison. So I do that a lot. So for me, I always looked at it as if it was my fault that I always held myself back, basically out of fear. So I really didn't look at it as, you know, whether or not I was looking to you or to anybody else for support or a support issue. I always looked at it, it was just my issue. So for me, that was always my biggest obstacle. But I am getting to the point where I am realizing, okay, it's kind of been long overdue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, it is my time, because that's been something that I feel like the Lord has been, you know, kind of pinching me a little bit, saying that it's time for me to, you know, come back out. I kind of feel like I went under. I kind of disappeared a little bit.
You wrapped yourself into the wife, into the mother role a lot, you know, and I know that's something that you take pride in, is being a wife and being a mother.
Very much pride.
And that you, something that you're proud of, and that you don't, I don't think you regret it. But mm-hmm. one thing I think you have to do in a marriage is that spouse has to see that your partner needs to be able to express themselves or be able to shine in their own way. No, I'm not saying everybody is going to be a singer or everybody's going to be popular, mm-hmm. but they have to be able to. I think it's important for the opposite spouse or the partner to make sure that their spouse has the room to, for their gift to grow and to evolve, and that yeah. they don't forget about who they are. And one thing is, like, I always respect what your mom told you when, you know, me and you first got together, was, you know, don't forget about who you are. Don't forget to be you and always, you know, be yourself as an individual. And I don't hate on that. I wasn't upset about it because I was in full agreement on it. I want you to be you. I'm not attracted to Olajuwon. I'm attracted to Akeisha. And everything that drew me to you was you being you. So I want you to be you. I don't want you to be me. I want you to keep your identity. I want you to be who you are. I want you to express yourself the way that you are, that you have expressed yourself. I don't want you to be anybody else but you. But a lot of times we don't see that in our marriages. We kind of like, we sometimes even in a marriage, you could take a selfish approach. And that person can, your partner can forget about who they are. And then that's how problem arises. And that's how different.
Some people can get resentful.
Absolutely.
As years go on. And I've seen couples that, you know, years and years go by, they put all their time into their spouse's dream and they met, you know, and their children. And then, you know, they've gone off. The children have grown up and then the husband decides, well, I'm too good for you, or, you know, to where they move on to the next person, and that wife does not know how to adapt and move on. And then, you know, other issues follow, like depression, some suicide. Mm-hmm. So, and I've actually watched a movie about that, where the women, it's called First Wives Club. The women put all their time and energy into pushing their husband's dreams, and they kind of fell in the back burner. And now that the husband is at this peak of success, they pretty much leave them for a younger woman.
Yeah.
And they start off with this this guy who just got married to a younger woman, and she ended up committing suicide. So the remaining two friends actually forms a club to where they kind of get back at their first husbands to get what they felt they deserved.
Yes, if y'all see something like that, Keisha is plotting on me.
No, I am
anything
not.
That, anything happen. One thing that she and her mama got in common, they watch all these crime shows and stuff like that on women getting even snapped. And I forgot what them other ones called, Fatal Attraction and all that kind of stuff. What's the other one, For the Love or whatever? For My Man.
That was my jam.
Yeah. If anything happens to me, let this episode be record. Check Akeisha, because she has watched all these crime shows.
Nah.
And she know where everything is
hitting. I do not like jail. I like my freedom. So you ain't got to worry about that. And I love my husband too much to hurt him in any way. And he already know we in this for life. So I ain't going nowhere.
You're so sweet, I tell you that. Nah, but, you know, you have to be mindful of that.
Right.
That I cannot allow my spouse to forget about who they are. And, you know, as I really begin to just examine myself, and I don't think I've been that way like that.
No, you have.
But there's always greater to improve. There's always more you can do to improve. Right. So I just begin to start thinking about, okay, what are some things that I can do so that Keisha can get some, even get some time to herself, get some time alone, get that me time. Cause we all need that me time. A lot of times people laugh at me when I used to say this, but I used to go to the store every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, why you go to the store every day? Why you just want to go for the week or whatever? Because I was using that time at the store for myself. That was my me time. And you know,
you know how hard it is to have three kids in the store?
Man, them cats is a trip. Them jokers is a trip.
Especially the two-year-old.
Man, touching everything, grabbing everything, starting to eat everything.
Mommy,
or whatever.
Daddy, I want.
But anyways, but I was using that as my me time. The girls are at, can I go in? No. Keisha, y'all stay in the car. I'll be right back. And I would just walk around in there just to get that 15 minutes, that 20 minutes of me time. And I'm learning now, for my marriage to improve, we need to expand that. So it's like, okay, I started looking up, what are some things that I can do to invest in my wife so that she can have that me time so she can have that spotlight and I can play the background and I can hold the girls down for a couple of hours until she comes back refreshed and ready to take on whatever she got to take on. What can I do as a husband? And, you know, I was just looking up some different things and I was sending her ideas. Hey, you know, I know you love to dance. What about going to Zumba and all this kind of stuff? And she was like, yeah, I would love to do that. And it's for me showing effort that I believe in you, I love you, I support you, and you are more than just a wife, you are more than just a mom, you're more than just a, you know, a first lady at the church, a partner in the church, a partner with me in ministry. You are so much more than that, and I'm willing to show you by stepping out of it being about me, 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 because lately it's been about me, me, me. I'm going to work. I'm going to the radio station. I'm doing the podcast. I'm going to school. And you've been holding me down in an even more intense way for the past 90 days. And today is like my first day off in 3 months. And, you know, I am doing the podcast.
Right. It's
the grind right now, but we locked in. But you have been a support system. But in that, I have to recognize that I got to take some kind of time to fall back so that you can get your timing, your spacing, and whatever you want to do. So, you know.
Just because I got a list. Yes, I have been working on some things that I want to do outside of singing. I think this year and from now on, I am really taking your approach about turning your passions into something more than just a passion. So you have inspired me a lot. You might not look at it this way, but you have been a big inspiration to me these past, this past year. You're my inspiration for life, but I'm talking about this present time. And I appreciate what you're saying because that takes a lot of humility and, like you just said, a lot of maturity, because a lot of men would not see it that way. It's always would be a big pride issue if they actually said that, because like I said, I've seen a lot of marriages that after a certain period of time, you see and it could be vice versa.
Yeah, that's what I say. I'm going to say, don't just leave. Don't point out the brothers.
Yeah, it could be vice versa. You know, it could be, you know, the husband puts the wife out and, you know, the wife is kind of blindsided to where she's not seeing that, okay, that it's time for the husband to shine. One of my biggest inspirations that I have seen is a big celebrity right now. She's really like in her prime right now is Tabitha Brown. If I could give like a brief story, and I think everybody's familiar with the entrepreneur actress Tabitha Brown, where her husband, I believe, was in the police force for years. And he went into that to push her dream, to push her vision. And here it is now. I think it was last year she retired her husband because it was like, okay, she finally made it to where she could actually, like, she's out. I mean, she's writing books. I think she has like a collection of seasonings. Like, she's done these really great things within this time to where she made a decision. Okay, my husband did his part. So now it's your time for you to step out and do the things that you've been passionate about and you kind of put to the back burner to support my dream. Like, for me, that was the biggest inspiration that I've seen ever.
And let me say that, and that's because that's a great example, because her husband saw that she had a gift, and he was willing to sacrifice and play the background until her gift made room enough for her to reverse it now.
Right.
It's a dance. Marriage is a dance. Relationships is a dance. It's a dance. And it's like, you got to be willing to let your partner take the lead. And, you know, I realize that, you know, man, your gift, and I keep going back to the singing, but I think that that's where it's going to start. And we just got to start back investing in it and cultivating in that. But I'm going to let you get back to just saying that. But I'm just saying that that's a perfect example of playing the tambourine, playing the background, and letting your spouse do their thing. And then eventually they'll turn it right around. In most situations, they'll turn it around and you'll have your opportunity as well.
Right. And that's one thing I wanted to mention. This day and time, a lot of people get caught up in the power role to where, oh, well, if I do step back, you know, that's taken away from me in my position, you know, a lot of insecurity. If, like you said, if you're not humble and you're not mature, you know, that's when insecurity can draw in. And instead of you looking at, you know, paying attention to the big picture, you know, you don't realize that you can cause a lot of rift, and you're basically basically allowing yourself to miss out on the benefits that comes behind what you're doing. I feel that me backing you up for all these years, as you said, I feel like I got the benefits, and then I'm still getting the benefits. So I never
the most benefits.
So, you know, I never looked at, like I said, it's just awesome to hear what my husband is saying, because like I said, I never looked at it that way. It was just, okay, I know what God has placed in my husband, and I feel that it needs to be in the forefront, and I encouraged him to go forth, and I'm still encouraging him to go forth with it. Like I said, I never thought of it me, you know, like I said, I was losing anything, and I know for him, it wouldn't be that way for him, because what I gain, you benefit from, and vice versa. So I just hope that anyone that's listening to this, you know, that it's not about a power position. Oh, I'm it's taken away from my role, whether it's male or female, because there, like I said, there is a such thing as an alpha male and an alpha female when it comes to personalities. So, like I said, please understand that it's not taken away from you or taken away what you feel that you deserve. Like I said, you're the spouse. You get the main benefit.
In most situations. No, but yeah, that's true. Exactly what you're saying. And like, it all works together if you guys work together.
Right.
Another example that I love is David and Tamela Mann.
Yes.
They are an awesome couple, an awesome duo, to where they are able to work their gifts for each other. You know, I was looking at her performance at the Stella Awards.
Oh.
And it was so much. Of course she killed. That's Tamela. You know, that's Tamela.
Right.
But one thing that really stood out to me is if you watch the YouTube clip, the main person standing up and as close to her is, you know, on the front row is David. And you can just see the pride in his face, mm-hmm. how proud he is of his wife. And, you know, it's kind of like I've been there before. It's been times when I'm like seeing Keisha sing and seeing her minister. And it'd be like, you know, like, hey, that's me right up there. That's me right there, partner. Yeah. It's like, watch it. I just, you know, I'm proud. It's just that sense of pride. And it's like, you know, if you can just work it and just not saying work her like, you know, she would be our money maker, whatever like that. But it's saying like, man, I believe in your gift just as well as you believe in mine. And it's like, man, we can do this together, man. If we just put our heads together and we are humble enough to just remain focused. Right. In it. So, you know, I think that's very, very.
This is really good. I really am enjoying this because I feel like this is something that couples need to hear, especially couples that are in the beginning of their marriage. This is like a huge nugget that any couple can benefit from. And I feel like it'll save you from a lot of heartbreak and problems later on down the line.
And I wish we would have embraced it early.
I do.
A lot of things that we're learning now, I'm like, man, if we would have knew this 12 years ago, right. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, man, we would be so further along. But God has graced us to where, you know, we're learning it now and we're getting the lesson now. And like I told them yesterday, I believe that God won't allow any us to miss any opportunities if we stay rooted and grounded in Him.
Right.
And I just believe, excuse me, that we're getting ready to see our best life now.
Right.
One thing I told you at the church, I was like, you know, I'm no longer going to limit what God is doing in our lives. Exactly. I'm no longer going to limit what are the places we will go. I always talk about one of my mentors, Dr. Eric Thomas. He talks about going to Dubai and, you know, how beautiful it is and stuff like that. And I just never had the mindset of going out of the country. Mm-hmm. I never had the mindset of even going out west. The furthest west we've ever been is in Texas, you know, and that's the furthest we've ever been. But it's like, you know, the more and more that I listen, the more and more I read, mm-hmm. the more and more I think about you and our experience in this life that I want to live with you, I'm not going to limit our destination. I'm not going to limit what God wants to do for us.
Right.
I believe that you are going to be an awesome national world worship leader to help and to assist teaching and instructing and displaying your gift of music that God has placed in you, because you are too talented of a person to just be here in these city limits. Don't get me wrong. We love Jacksonville, mm-hmm. but our vision is further along, is further than the city limits of Jacksonville. Right. And it's like, I'm starting to see it now. And I'm not only am I seeing it because I was already seeing it, but I was afraid to talk about it because I was so limited in my thinking with my slave mentality, my slave mindset, my little mindset, that I wasn't willing to speak those things as though they were, and speak that my family will be great. Right. Not they can be great, but they will be great. My daughters will be great. My wife will be great. And I'm talking to all of y'all out there. Y'all got to learn how to speak positive in your life. Just because your family, your personal family, the family that you was raised from did not have that mindset, doesn't mean you can't have that mindset. You can be the Abram of your generation. You can be the Abram of your family. You can leave your father's house, your kin, and your country and go to a place where God is showing you. But you got to be willing to make the sacrifice. It's easier said than done, I know, but you got to be willing to say, my wife, my spouse, my husband, my children, my children's children is greater than where I am right now. And I got to make sure that they have all the room they need to succeed and to grow. So whether it take me being in the front or whether it take me being in the background, because we got off course a little bit, but whatever position that it takes, I got to do it, and I got to do it to the best of my ability. One thing Chris Rock said that was so hilarious, but it was true. He was like, don't nobody want to see no mad tambourine player. He said, don't nobody want to see no mad tambourine player. You got to do it with joy. You got to do it with enthusiasm.
Right.
You got to let your spouse know that you support them 100%.
Because they're going to be looking to you.
They're going to be looking to you. Right. And if they see you with an attitude, and I'm just doing this because
I don't get fined.
Yeah, I guess it's your time. And it shows that you don't believe. That's going to take away from their gift and what they're trying to do. One thing as a lead person, if you don't trust your background.
Oh, God.
If you feel like you got to cover all the bases, you're not putting your own effort, your full ability into what you are doing.
Because you're not focused.
You're not focused.
You're too busy looking back instead of looking forward. That is a very, very big statement.
But if you are, if you can be mature enough, we get ready to get out of here. You can be mature enough to say, baby, it's your time. Babe, it's your time. Whatever you call your spouse, honey, it's your time. Whatever their name is, it's your time, boo. And I got the background. Right. I'm going to hold you down. You ain't got to worry about that. And it's like, that's what we're working on now with some things with Akeisha, because we're getting ready to put some music out. We've been working on music for years. And I realized that maybe this music thing that I've been doing for all these years, maybe it was never intended for me to be in the front. Maybe it was intended for me to be in the background and be the producer that I am, and my wife be that lead person. And I see it now. I see it clearly that this is what it was for. You know, what I did in music was for the experience, to have understanding, to be a greater support, a stronger support. But her gift is to actually be out there and be the voice, be there up front. And I'm gonna say this, and if you have anything to say, you said that we're gonna get out of here. We're gonna turn the remainder of the service over to the No, but I always told you that when I was writing, whenever I write songs, whenever God gave me a song, He always gave it to me in your voice. It was never in my voice. It was never in anybody else's voice. It was always in your voice. And it's kind of like, God kind of like, duh, you see now, it was never for you. Like, let me bellow this out, this song that I wrote. No, this song that you wrote was never for you to lead. Your wife is the mouthpiece. Your wife is the voice of your song. She is the instrument of your song. So you got to be in a place to be mature enough to say, submit this song. This is the song that I wrote. This is how it goes. And then trust that she would take the spotlight and you hold that background down and y'all make beautiful music together. So that is really all I gotta say. I don't know if you have anything else to say.
No, you pretty much said it. I just appreciate all of this.
Girl, we about to have baby number four right in a minute. And I'm just playing.
No, but I really do appreciate this a lot, because, you know, it's really, y'all know I'm a big introvert and I don't really talk much. And sometimes it's hard for me to express certain things, and I think this is the huge benefit of living with a pastor, having a preacher in the house. A lot of people may look at that as a nuisance, but I don't. I really appreciate this man and the gift that God has given him, because he has this gift to express things that I just personally cannot. And so it's like everything that he is said, that's what I've been feeling for a while. So I appreciate this. I appreciate the humility and the maturity in you to be able to even say what you're saying, for even this podcast alone, that you dedicated this honestly to me. So I appreciate it.
Yeah. I dedicate it to you and to every relationship that you might have. Be willing to play the tambourine. Be willing to play the background. Everybody can't be Nelly. Somebody got to be the Saint Lunatics. David Ruffin was right. Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis.
Well, technically,
But, you know, you get what I'm saying. Yeah. Everybody can't be Michael Jackson. Somebody got to be Jackson 5.
Somebody got to be Tito.
Somebody got to be Jermaine. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, we getting out of the way. But I really appreciate this time. I hope y'all got something out of this conversation that we had. I hope you did. You was right here sitting with me. But I hope y'all got something out of this conversation. And just what I want you to do is take some time to just think. How can I be a better support to the people who I say I love?
Right.
They don't always, if they've proven that they love you, maybe it's time for you to see or think about how you can show an even greater love for them and support them in their dream. Because I vowed this to this girl, and we definitely get it for to get out of here now. Because they pick on me, because Alden and Ashley, congratulations to them once again. 1 week down, just got married a week ago. And they was picking on, Alden was texting the group, the guys, and was saying about he wanted to share his vows with the guys, but he don't want to get picked on. How I got picked on when I wrote my vows, I actually sung my vows. That's how I figured out that I wasn't a singer. Because my brothers ridiculed me and laughed at me, and I never let it go. Anyways, but
well, I appreciate it.
So. Yeah, it wasn't about them anyways. They suckers, especially Deidre. I'm just playing. Nah, but you know, it's just important the point I was saying is in my vow to you was I'll listen to your dreams and help those dreams come true. And I think it's time that those words that I spoke to you almost 12 years ago come to pass. I've listened to your dreams. Now it's time for me to help those dreams come true. So that's what I'm dedicated to. In addition to pushing what God has given me for my work, I'm here to push your work. And then together, we're going to push the girls. And we're just going to be the great family that God is calling for us to be. All right? I love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me, dear.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. This is Jay Wright, AJ, with this Frustrated Black Christian Podcast. I almost thought I was on the radio just then. I had to kind of switch modes. But thank you all for listening to Frustrated Black Christian Podcast. Season 2, Episode 6, Tambourine, being mature enough to play the background. All right? See y'all next week for another episode. Remember to be positive, productive, continue to produce, continue to progress, and I will see you all next week. All right? Peace.